This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Well, they can't call it the Weather Channel, but DirecTV has launched a weather channel called Weather Nation, and it's located one channel away from the original Weather Channel on DirecTV's channel guide. So why are we getting another Weather Channel? Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The unveiling of Weather Nation is the latest move in a series of battles between content distributors like DirecTV and content providers, in this case, the Weather Channel.
I think this is a trend because rates continue to escalate.
Laura Martin is a senior analyst with Needham & Company. Those escalating rates are the subscription fees DirecTV pays the Weather Channel. Right now, it's 13 cents per subscriber, according to SNL Kagan. If DirecTV can successfully replace the Weather Channel with Weather Nation, it would save millions of dollars in subscription fees.
So it might make economic sense for a lot of the distributors to do this.
Martin says the Weather Channel's fee is already on the low end, so it doesn't have much room to negotiate. Instead, it's trying to attract more viewers by expanding its content.
I watched four people get struck by lightning in an instant. It knocked them to the ground.
This is a clip from a reality show about modern-day prospectors. If shows like this succeed in attracting new viewers, it'll give the Weather Channel a little leverage in the negotiations. The current deal between DirecTV and the Weather Channel expires next week. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.